Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you guys doing today? For those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Skip LaCour. I show up on the line, on your feed, every single day at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time for what I call our morning connection, our daily dose of MTC, mental toughness conditioning. I'm just talking about things, just two guys going through the journey of life and just giving some things to think about to help you get what you want most. I help ambitious men all around the world get clear and get focused and get closer to their goals in life. That's what I do all throughout my week, in addition to some other businesses that I have. One thing I'm really proud of is manformation.com. Check that out. It's leadership strategies and confidence building strategies for men. Check that out at manformation.com. Some of you in my former life know me as a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. I'm still really active in the bodybuilding scene, helping men create clarity, confidence, and strategies when it comes to building their bodies. You can check all those strategies out skiplacour.com. Hello, Jim. Hey, this is the time when you get on the line early. I'm more than happy to give you your shout-outs. I really appreciate that we're workout partners showing up every single morning. Good morning, York, for our mental and emotional workout. Again, we're partners. We're keeping ourselves accountable. I'm showing up because of you, and you know I'm here for you, and I want you to do this for yourself. Congratulations for those of you who are showing up. Good morning, David. Good to see some new names, some new faces as I see scroll through Facebook. So this is just a chance for us to connect. Two guys, again, talking about life. Hello, Hui. How are you, sir? Did I pronounce that right? I apologize if I butcher some of the names here. Phonetically, in English, phonetically, if I don't pronounce that exactly right, we have viewers all over the world. The internet has made our world flat now. We're all together going through this adventure called life, and I want to learn how to pronounce your names correctly. So if anything you do to help me out, I want to do that for you. Right. So I want to start something new today. I want to make it even more interactive. As you know, I've done so many things. Is well, go ahead, Hoy. Tell me how spell phonetically. Help me pronounce it. So is it? Yeah. So anything you can do to help me if I pronounce your name wrong, help me out there. I really appreciate that. So today I want to start something new. I've always given you guys the chance to connect with me through your comments here on Facebook. Even I have a form that you can fill out. Jork. Okay. Jork's, yeah. I think I said that the first couple times, and then somehow I changed it to York because you're here on the line all the time. Right. So I always give you guys the opportunity to reach out for me. This is what I do. Like I said, I help ambitious men create clarity and confidence as they strive to reach their goals in life. Right? And that's what I do. I have people who come to me. I have coaching clients that I work with. I talk to every single week to get them closer to their goals, make them accountable, help them discover options, objectivity, perspective, and strategies to help them reach their goals. Right? And I do this as I collect all the information, as I see the commonality of the challenges that we all go through. I like to bring it up and give it you a quick burst of what I learned throughout my day, throughout my week, throughout my month, throughout my years of helping men just like you. And that's what this is all about. And so if you go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC, skiplacourcoaching.com/MC, there's a form telling me your name, your age, the biggest challenge that you're going through right now, and your phone number. And throughout my week, I'll just connect with you, see if there's anything I can do to help you. And so I've been doing that. And again, if you're on Periscope, you can just send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. Send me a private message right here on Facebook. And that's what many of you have been doing. I've been getting a lot of emails, making these phone calls. I'm glad to do it. You know, I want to kind of fulfill this fantasy, this dream that I've always had, and, you know, kind of bring it to the real world by taking up our morning connection to an even higher level. Good morning, Jeremy and Kristen. How are you guys doing today? Good to have you on here once again for our workout. And so what I thought I would do today, like, you know, is do something that I used to fantasize about. And all throughout my life, I've been a big fan of talk radio. And a lot of the perspective, my interest in why we as people do the things that we do, what motivates us, right? What motivates us is because I've listened to literally thousands and thousands of phone calls on talk radio where people talk about their lives. There's certain experts. I mean, I can go on and on throughout the years of all the talk radio hosts, the psychologists, the self-help experts, you know, the book authors, answering, again, thousands of questions from people just like you and me. I've made a lot of those phone calls, too. I've always been fascinated. And throughout those years, I learned so much by the questions that everyone else asked. Whether or not I was going through that particular challenge or not, I would learn something about people, about all these different circumstances. Later on, when I did go through those same challenges or I had those same experiences, I had some type of insight because I heard it many, many times before. One thing about listening to these talk radio call-in advice shows for, I mean, really, I'm talking about 30 years, ever since I was like a teenager and more, all throughout my adult life. I mean, when I was a bodybuilder and I worked from home and I was so focused on my next meal, my next workout, I'd fill my time at home in my seclusion with talk radio, right, of all the people calling. And I just learned, again, so much about life, whether it applied to me or not, because later on, I had some type of understanding before I actually got into the situation. And also the people who I dealt with when they were going through certain challenges, I heard about this call because I'll tell you one thing, listening to these thousands of phone calls on these talk radio advice shows for so many years, I realized that there are only so many challenges that we go through as human beings. It isn't, we're not as diverse. Now, the particulars of our situation, our age, the names of the people, the particular relationship we have with people, and maybe some solutions, they might be different, but they're generally all bunched together. It's a lot more common than you may think. And so what I was able to do, hello, Colton, and hello, Casey. Good morning to you, sir. Just going through the process, it just made me really make the connection of why we as people do the things that we do, why I did the things that I did. Now, I still had to go to work to overcome those challenges, but I had more of an understanding, and I really attribute that was my passion, that was my fascination. I can tell you what is that I would listen to certain talk shows, and I could answer the questions that the people asked, you know, sitting at home, what the expert was going to say. And I could do this with many of these experts over the years because I'd listened to the shows so many times. I picked out the patterns of the challenges all being the same, and I knew what the host would say. Now, it was always interesting to me that other people didn't pick out these patterns because I knew what the host, what their values were. I knew what their beliefs were, their rules and steadfast, how they felt that people should act in certain situations, what certain things meant. And I was always fascinated how there was these supposed fans, and they listened. I listened to the show all the time, and I want to ask you this question. And they asked a question that the host just ripped them a new one, right? It's like, if you listen to the show all of the time, how did you not know what you were stepping into? You had the host answer that question. They admonished the other people for asking that same question dozens of times, probably just in the last 6 months. That's how common it is, right? But the thing is, why didn't they make that connection if they listened to the show all the time? Sometimes we think our situation is so unique, it's so different, just because, I don't know, there's some slight detail that's different. So I always thought that was interesting. And I want to talk about that as I get into the morning connection message for today. But one thing I want to do starting today, I want to take this morning connection to the next level. And again, tie in all of those years and all that fantasy of being a talk show host, is I want to extend where you can call me live with your questions right here on this show. And we can all learn from each other's experiences. So the phone number, if you want to call in right now, is 213-973-8790. Okay, 213-973-8790. I'll take your calls. If you have a question, personal development, motivation, you know, you've been following this morning connection, you've been following my career, you have questions about man formation and how it applies to you, I'll be more than happy. I'm doing everything I can to make a direct connection. Part of the reason I'm so passionate about talking to you personally is because I know what it was like to just gather so much great, positive, motivational material from all the different speakers, all the different sources, and it was helpful. It was helpful, but it was in a generic form. Sometimes it is a challenge to see how it applies to us. And that's common. That's normal. Ciao from Italy. Good to have you here on Periscope. So I understood that was my challenge. And when I got coaching, I talked to my mentors specifically about my situation. It made all that general motivational material a lot easier to understand. I knew how it directly applied to me. So if you're gathering all the motivational material, you're on Periscope, you're on Facebook, you're seeing all the memes, you're seeing all the motivational quotes and go, yeah, yeah. And you know it all. It's just that you're having a challenge on figuring out how it directly applies to you. I'm doing everything I can to make that connection. When I started doing that, it just put my personal growth just on the next level and the next level fast. So if you're collecting a lot of information, you're not making as much progress as you want to make, I want to extend this offer to you. Now, I've done this many times before, and it's always a challenge to me, but I realize that, you know, my mindset isn't everyone's mindset. I get that. But I've talked about this again. The number is 213-973-8790. You can be anonymous. You can tell me your name. I don't really care. And the thing is, we all can benefit from your experience, not only you, but everybody, right? I've done this before on some of these live chats, put up the number, and I'm just surprised how many calls there aren't. I just want to tell you, and I mentioned this on a couple of the Morning Connection live chats in the past, how many relationships I started were direct mentors that, you know, they actually took me under their wing and, you know, really intense one-on-one, we became friends even, where I'd fly around the country with them, or just talked about another where I was in the studio just a week later helping out this one talk show, radio talk show host about wealth creation, right? That was his message. That was his area of expertise. And it all just started with a phone call. And I've done that many times throughout, you know, my life. And it's created so many opportunities. So maybe you're just warming up to this idea, but man, what do you have to lose by taking that chance? What do you have to lose by sending me an email at skip@skipwakora.com? Now, I get them randomly. I know this is not a conventional source. It isn't like everybody's doing it, so you can just do something that you heard another person doing. But that's what a leader is all about. Yesterday, I talked to Colton about he's not like the people around him, and I understand how challenging that could be. You know, it's kind of like when you're a little kid, and I don't know who you were, what you were all about, but, you know, you have this idea of, hey, this is where we're going to go, and you're all walking in a direction, and you look around, and nobody's following you. Like, and it makes you doubt yourself if you're the one who's going the right direction, or they haven't really thought much about it. They're not going in the right direction, or they're not moving like the teacher, like the instructor, you're told you to, and you're like the only one going in the right direction. And you don't always have the sense of confidence that you are the one doing it right. It's those people who aren't paying attention, right? And if you look back on your life, how many times did you raise your hand in class, or you wanted to raise your hand because you were certain you knew the answer? To you, it was easy. But you looked around and you saw nobody else, even the smart people, you know, they weren't answering, they weren't raising their hand. So that caused this self-doubt. Well, if the smart people, the smartest people in the class aren't raising their hand, well, maybe it made you doubt yourself, right? And then the teacher says the answer because nobody raises their hand, even though you wanted to, you thought you knew the answer, and you're going, oh, let's see, we got a call here. Hold on a second. Do we have a caller on the line?
Good morning, Skip. It's Jeremy from Nashville. How you doing, buddy?
I am awesome, Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, I'm going to fill. I appreciate you taking action. That was going to be this point that I'm just going to finish up, and I'm going to get to your question. All right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for being a leader. See, Jeremy is bold. He's stepping up. But the point that I was making: how many times did you have the answer, and because nobody else was doing it, you kind of just second-guessed yourself, and you didn't take action. And then you kicked yourself in the butt, and then you went to your friend, oh, I knew that answer, and they go, yeah, right, sure. Think about your life. How many times do you want to take action, but you don't see everybody else going down that route? That's what I wanted to talk to Colton about, is that, like, look, you know, just by statistics, and I'm just throwing this out there, I don't have these exact statistics, people are happy, fulfilled, committed, right, or getting what they want in life. It's like 1 out of 10, right? So if you expect to want to go in a direction, you think a thought, and you want to look around and have approval from everybody, it's not going to happen because they're not going in the direction. You need to learn how to trust yourself. And you know what? You go out, you take a step, and it turns out to be the right way to go. Man, at least you're moving forward, taking action, you're going to learn. You don't want to sit back in life like maybe you have since you were in school, afraid to raise your hand when you had the right answer. Because really, think about it. Nobody knew the right answer, right? In life, if you raise your hand and you get the wrong answer when nobody else is raising their hand, man, people respect those people who are courageous, who are gritty. And regardless of what they say, oh, I'm glad I didn't answer that question, embarrass myself. Trust me, they're sitting back in life. Most of those nine are sitting back. They respect your grittiness, your tenacity, you're willing to go for it. They know they need more of that. Of course, they're focusing on the downside, right? They don't want to look bad, right? I'm telling you, if you want the life that you want, you're going to have to be a leader. You're going to have to take advantage of situations that aren't common on the internet. This whole thing that I'm doing, it's not common. I can't tell you how many things over the internet as it's been developing that I started and, you know, it just didn't pick up steam. And then like 8 years later, it's a very common thing, right? So this is your chance to be cutting edge. Not only can I answer your question directly, I can also help you and other people by answering the question, what it stimulates. So, Jeremy, how are you today, sir?
How you doing?
I am awesome. So, like I said, I appreciate you being the first caller, the very first caller on our morning connection, the call-in aspect of this talk show every single day. So, what's your question, sir?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for taking the time to get back and, you know, teach us all these things and just take the time to do that. Just a little quick information. I signed up with Skip a week ago. I took a chance. I've been stuck in this vicious cycle of being down on myself, doing the same thing day after day after day, you know, knowing I had more to give, but just not how to get there. And because I took the step to talk to him and I stepped out of my comfort zone, I've had one meeting with him, and already my clients that I do have now have noticed this huge difference in me, this passion, this energy. And we actually, last night, we had our first client come in since we had our conversation, and just a couple of strategies and a mindset that he taught to us made a huge difference. The guy sat in front of me and he said, you know what? I've never looked at it like that. I've never put together that, you know, training is a big emotional connection. And just a few things. So I want to say, anybody that's kind of on the fence, scared to take a step, yeah, it's an investment, it's a financial thing, man, do it. You have nothing to lose. Even if you only get the mindset and that's all you
Well, I appreciate that, Jared. Hey, one quick thing is that, you know, let me just tell you something. I give away a lot of information absolutely free. And you reach out, I'll do whatever I can to help you, even if it's sending you a free 11-hour Manformation program, or if you guys are in bodybuilding and training, right? You know, I have to tell you something. Jeremy is in a select group. Everyone I talk to, I'll just have to tell you, is that everybody isn't ready for coaching. So don't think that you're going to be paying for me, for my coaching and my advice that I give you. I'll be more than happy to talk to you because, as you can see, I love doing this. I mean, this is like, I don't know, close to 60 days in a row that I've been doing this, and I don't get paid for doing this. This is what I love to do. I think you can see the excitement in my eyes every time I show up. I love this. I get better at my game every time I tell you, since I've been doing this for the last 60 days, I mean, my creativity has just gone through the roof. And all the things that I've got planned and going, because I have to step up. So there's a little tip for you guys. When you step up, it just forces you to use all your creative talent, right? So if you're holding back, there's another little tip for you, right? So I love to help as many people as I can, and not everybody will be able to coach with me, all right? I'll be more than happy to talk to you. So there won't be a financial investment really for the vast majority of you, right? And I'm just telling you that because I'm very selective on who I work with. It may not be your time yet to have one-on-one coaching with me. So I just don't want everyone to, number one, think to talk to me is going to cost you something, because it's not, right? That's number one. Just to have this initial conversation, I take it further, and I take people through what I call when they're ready. They have to determine they're ready, just absolutely free, to get them clear, get them focused, identifying their goals, right? So that's number one. You're not going to have to pay to talk to me, all right? You're not paying for me showing up and doing this morning connection. So I want to make that clear. The other thing is, even I don't care how much money you're going to pay me, I don't just take on people, because I know what it takes for you to succeed. I know what it takes for this coaching to take your life to the next level, and everyone isn't ready. So I don't extend the offer to have you as a coaching client until I know that you're ready, and I would have to talk to you first. So Jeremy, I just could feel it and sense it in him. And so that's the thing about it, is when the mind is ready, when the ground is fertile, you can make these gigantic shifts like Jeremy made after just a couple conversations, because he's ready, right? I could say the same thing to someone who isn't ready, and it won't do anything. They won't be, and again, I didn't call for this testimonial, did I, Jeremy?
Not at all, but if something is good, you got to share it.
Right, I appreciate that. I appreciate the testimonial. But I just want to say, many years of doing this, I knew he was ready. So I knew my words would have the impact that I'm glad to hear that it does. So I just want to clear that up. Even if you did want to say, Skip, I want you to help me, and you are willing to pay for my time, it may not, well, we would have to talk first. It may not be your time quite yet. And I could give you some strategies on it, to get a couple of things in line, give you free information, give you free programs that I have to get you ready if that's the next step, if and when that's the next step. So I just want to clear that up. All right, Jeremy, so what question do you have for me today that I'm sure that everyone else can benefit from too?
This question could apply to the people, like I said, that are in the one-on-one, or they're here and they haven't, you know, committed to anything yet. But you've got so much information out there, and let's say somebody in my position, I want to dedicate, because I know it's what the work I put into it is what's going to get me there. So daily concentration and work day after day after day that builds upon each other. You have so much information out there, such good information, your Manformation, more than muscles, mental toughness, conditioning. If someone wanted to spend an extra hour a day to better themselves, is there a certain process that you would go through? I mean, would you start with Manformation? Would you start for another one opposed? Is there a format that would be best suited to propelling myself forward?
Yeah. Now, I tell you something, Jeremy, that is an excellent question. And hello, Mohammed. How are you doing today? You know, that's an excellent question. I have to tell you something about me, and I'm sure you get this sense of of me the more and more you watch these Morning Connection live video chats is that I have this sincere desire to help people, especially the people who are like me, who maybe had trust issues. This fitness-minded mindset many times takes you away from other things in life, right? It helps you this in one way and it hurts you another way. And I don't know if a lot of people know it. I am just so tenacious, and I had this foundation of personal development that it helped me break through. I have this saying, it's not too late to be great. A lot of people resonate with that. A lot of people, what they get from me is that I talk about how I knew I had this talent. I knew I had this ambition. I just couldn't put the pieces together. I just couldn't step into my big shoes, right? And put it all together. And it's a continual process. And that angst, that feeling inside, so many of you, it resonated with. And you were drawn to me over the years. And so that is number one, what I'm first and foremost all about, is taking my pain, my experience, the lessons that I learned, and sharing them with you. Way, way down the line has been an information marketer. Now, on the internet right now, there are so many experts that are really good information marketers. I mean, they can get the search engine optimization. They can do all the keywords. They create titles of their product. When someone's in pain, they search for that. And good for them. Now, I'm not criticizing the information. I'll just assume that they really know what they're talking about. Now,